from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
We're just watching. We're just watching this relay.
Go!
We got beaten by the English.
He looked first.
What was that relay, Will?
A 4x100 meter men's medley relay.
Oh, medley.
That was Cole Chalmers.
I don't mind losing a medley.
Why are they this up?
I don't want to lose the freestyle.
Koshy's up.
Beaten by England.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
They're closing the gap, by the way.
England are.
Are they?
Yeah.
In the pool. That's interesting. Top six at six coming in at one. The upcoming $100 million Batgirl movie has performed so poorly during test screenings, they're saying they're never going to release it.
Not even on streaming. Like, that's
what?
It.
It's really? That bad.
It's that bad.
Talk us through it. Who's in it? Who directed it?
The girl from In the Heights.
Mm. Which girl, though? The one that was in Brooklyn 911 or whatever it
Brooklyn
was.
Brooklyn 99.
No, yeah.
She is in the Heights.
Yeah, she's in the Heights.
But it's got Michael Keaton reprising his role of Batman.
Oh, no. But it's essentially about Batgirl.
Brendan Fraser,
my favourite.
Well, it's not his first, rodeo for bad films.
Well, hang on.
And J.K. Simmons as well, who's very accomplished.
Great, yeah. Strange. You say that about Brendan Fraser. What other bad films?
Oh, I'm just thinking about his whole career, really.
If you say The Mummy and George of the Jungle, I'll come over there.
I was going to say both of those. But come and sit on my lap. Tell me why you're so upset. Who's the Batgirl? Show me a photo of her.
Her.
Yeah, I don't know her. Well, that is a disaster for everyone involved in that. $100 million, and you're not even going to release it.
I've surely got to put it on some streaming platform.
That's career ending for so many people involved.
Just release it and make a million.
I know. It's
better than nothing. Something. Jesus. Number two, a current affair reporter, Seb Costello, is charged with assaulting a woman during a neighbourhood spat a week after his ugly clash with disgraced AFL manager Ricky Nixon. These are all allegations, of course. Let's be clear about that.
Yep.
But Seb Costello is going to court over this one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
An incident in Richmond February this year, or was it last year?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Alex was telling us over a driveway in a street.
Don't know. Know the details of it. Of course, Seb was here for a long time working with Eddie Maguire. Mm. Number three, this is unbelievable. The last Uvalde victim, and I always hate saying that word because I never know if I'm saying it right.
Uvalde?
Uvalde victim is leaving hospital more than 2 months after the school shooting. Can you believe that poor child has been in hospital all that time? My God. I mean, you, as a parent, you'd just be happy,
they're home.
But
of course.
God. The repercussions of these kind of things, the ripple effect.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just
ongoing.
This is really another beginning for this person.
It's trauma.
Absolutely.
Number four, a father has revealed the shocking racism he experienced while attending a Sydney boat show, sharing footage to social media.
What's going on?
Huh?
Something wrong. Something wrong.
Hey, what's going on, mate? Are you making a joke about something wrong?
Something wrong.
Is that what you're saying?
What's wrong then?
Yeah, it is a racist joke, buddy.
What's racist?
Do you not understand that?
Are you not Aussie? Shove another
friend
on the barbie.
No. You're making a racist joke. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was having a fish.
What a pig.
Well, then his wife gets involved and tells the dude that he's speaking like that to just back off. I'm like, you're both going to get massively cancelled.
What awful people.
Are their faces in the... Yeah. I didn't watch the video.
Yeah,
their faces
in it.
Good.
They'll be identified, no doubt.
Unbelievable.
Their workplaces will be finding out this morning who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it'll all unravel from there for those guys.
Yeah.
But honestly, could you imagine the effrontery and just...
15 seconds.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Number five, Samuel Johnson was 3 weeks out of hospital and days out of a neck brace when he was painted for the Archibald Prize. He won the People's Choice. Robbie Williams' hair's getting thinner.
Wow. Top six at this. What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Time for your sporting news update right now for 4 and 20, Australia's original fan food. We've been there for it all.
Ah!
Yes.
pie facts?
I had party pies for dinner last night.
Did you?
That's a good fact. Laying in bed watching telly.
How many?
It's one of the great heaps.
Some Tommy sauce?
Yeah.
Good. And barbecue.
Nice.
And barbecue.
I had a lot more tomato sauce ones than barbecue ones.
Yeah, of course.
Did you have anything on the side or just the pies?
Do you know the just pies.
Just pies, yeah.
Did you know the hardest things about party pies is waiting for them to cool enough to eat them?
Oh, yeah, of course.
God,
yeah.
That's a tip. That
I know.
Such
you end up
tease.
Just burning your mouth.
I know. I waited and waited. Kept touching the top of them.
Have you ever put mayonnaise on a pie?
On a pie?
One of my kids does mayo on pies.
I would.
It's actually really good.
I would. I put mayo on most things.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of that.
No way.
Well, you know, 4 and 20 loaded rolls are available in two mouth-watering flavours.
Oh, I've heard about these.
Meat lovers filled with barbecue sauce.
Oh, Jesus.
And brekkie roll with bacon and cheese.
Clara had that.
Egg sauce centre.
Yeah,
how was
right.
The egg sauce
thumbs
center.
Up from Clara.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. What about out of 5? 5.
2.
Five.
Two out of 10.
That doesn't make sense.
She got that wrong.
She did.
Sport news. Obviously, the fallout of the Eddie Betts controversy yesterday is one of the major talking points as we sit here this morning. The Boy from Boomerang Crescent is the book that he released, and it detailed, for the first time, it was on the record that someone that was on this Adelaide preseason camp on the Gold Coast in 2018, they finally put on the record what happened there, coming from the voice of someone who went through it.
Mm.
It left him depressed and ashamed. He was told that he would be a terrible father because he was raised by a single mother as part of the abuse that was thrown at him during this camp. That was one of the excerpts that we found out after.
Get Rory Sloane at the club saying the whole thing, the whole experience made him a better father.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
There's really divergent opinions about this camp.
There is.
I don't like this story at all.
Eddie Betts.
Because Eddie then goes on to talk about how Rory Sloane and Tex Walker's responses to the camp had been practiced.
Eddie Betts spoke on AFL 360 on Fox Footy last night, claiming he was hurt by the lack of action.
I told him everything, the way that I was feeling and how I was feeling. I just felt like my voice wasn't being heard. And I felt like I needed justice. And I guess, you know, it did hurt at first that when nothing was done. And so, yeah, it finally, you know, hopefully we can, you know, obviously we did get an apology from Tim Silvers today. But, yeah, I feel like justice is served.
Betts also said that after the 2017 grand final loss to Richmond, the use of an external camp operator was unnecessary in his eyes.
They wanted to make us mentally strong. They wanted to make us resilient and a lot tougher in our mind. And I said to the playing group, and you know, that aren't we not resilient enough? Our coach was murdered. We had to galvanize together. We had to become closer together. We stuck through this pain. We were resilient. We were strong. We were tough. We were mentally tough. We had to get back and play footy again. That's resilient. That's tough. We didn't need to bring people, outside people, to come in to make us mentally tough. And we were already a strong, great environment and a team that really cared for one another.
Of course, referencing the murder of Phil Walsh in 2015, which, as you said, galvanised the club. And they haven't had anywhere near the success of that 2017 season since this camp.
Well, because they had the camp. The camp's just been obviously one of the most polarising, divisive things that you could do to a group of blokes.
Yep. Adelaide CEO Tim Silvers officially apologising yesterday at a press conference from Adelaide.
I want to get out here. I want to apologise to Eddie and anyone else that didn't, that had a negative experience throughout that.
So, is that the first time that the club's apologised for it?
Formally in that sort of environment? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He says he's had private apologies and conversations with Eddie as well.
God, these clubs do anything to defend themselves, won't they, and shelter themselves.
A Safe Work South Australia investigation has since cleared the camp since it happened, finding there was no breach of the Work Health and Safety Act.
Okay.
An AFL investigation also found no violation of industry rules.
Well, that's not unsurprising from the AFL.
Yeah, there was a statement that the AFL acknowledges the hurt for Eddie and his family and, by extension, all Indigenous players that
experienced... They've had so many issues at the AFL, at AFL House, that this wouldn't have even been on their radar. I think they were getting rid of executives at the time for their own behavioural issues.
So the AFL made recommendations on the back of the investigation about improved governance and compliance for camps in the future.
Cool.
And that was what they've done. But
that'll fix it.
As Eddie Betts said, he would still like to hear an apology from the AFL.
Well, he may die waiting for that one.
Commonwealth Games. We'll move on from AFL news. Golds this morning in the pool. One to Sam Short, an 18-year-old Aussie who blitzed the field in the 1500-metre freestyle, an event that we typically dominate at all levels.
Every time.
Yes. Yeah. Between Grant Hackett and Kieran Perkins, it's...
Kieran Perkins, Grant Hackett, and...
Duncan Armstrong, was that?
No, yeah, Duncan Armstrong, but the other guy who... Kowalski?
Yes.
Daniel Kowalski. Very good.
Silver in Atlanta, I want to say.
Unfortunately, swimming at a time with Perkins.
Yeah.
Perkins. But a very, very good swimmer.
But yeah, Sam Short, just 18, so hopefully he can dominate that event for years to come. Mm. Ariane Titmus, a games record and gold in the 400-metre freestyle, the same event as Tokyo that she won gold in.
She's losing me.
Ariane Titmus, she's just a great ambassador of the country.
Nah, she's lost me.
In the 4x100-metre medley in the women's event, Australia, as I teased before, we ended up winning that event. It's Emma McKeon's sixth gold of the Birmingham Games. She is just
on fire.
Freak of nature.
She's going to be the best female swimmer of all time.
I think Katie Ledecky from the US would currently have that mantle, but Emma McKeon's right on her heels. Brandon Stark, silver in the high jump. He couldn't defend his gold from the Gold Coast.
Ah, right.
Peter Bowl cruised into the 800-metre final after winning his heat. Rowan Browning, second in his semi-final, qualified for the final overall fifth. So we'll see
how did Peter Bowl go?
He is currently the favourite for the 800-metre final. He
good
won
on
his
him.
Heat.
Right.
Yeah.
Old Spag.
And Old Spag. Our favourite. And Pat McAfee is an American sports analyst, a former NFL punter, big Mason Cox fan, was introduced to the sport of Australian rules football after seeing Mason's journey through Collingwood. Mm. Collingwood's his team. And then on the Pat McAfee show, he had a reaction to Jamie Elliott's goal. He didn't really know the clubs involved.
My team. The Collingwood Magpies.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Ascendant.
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 Not quite right.
Well, that's Ascendant. How it reads.
Just have a crack. And then here he is reacting to the moment that Jamie Elliott sunk the game winner.
At home in front of 75,000 at a terrible angle. Horn goes off in his backswing. Boom! Get the Sharon!
Sharon!
Put it through the pipes! And that's a walk-off game winner from Jamie Elliott down under. He put this son of a through those sons of from an incredibly hard angle and in front of 75,000 people at the Melbourne
Cricket grounds.
They don't know the MCG. That's outrageous.
Got there in the end.
They put it through the pipes.
Yeah, he did say that.
It's gross.
That is
they
the back page.
Call it the pipes.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.